radio podcast about everything and anything medical cannabis.
The Cannabis Kid?
Here.
Bellstar?
Welcome.
Here. Check.
Bring it on, folks. Let's
two
see what's down here in the
patients
audience.
In the audience. Here.
Wow, we had an audience member just take a hit of a something, and his face was intense right now. I'm excited for him.
We will have strain reviews of that.
Which is already happening.
Interviews, product reviews, news and information, like
everything.
Yeah.
About medical cannabis related at Tucson, Arizona, and the
world
at large.
It's a big one.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight.
And Lady Luck's birthday is tonight. Happy birthday.
We miss you, Lady Luck. Kind of got here a little early and wanted to know if I could get a knuckle.
Well, she's out partying. Someone kidnapped her and took her away. But if you want to call and wish Lady Luck happy birthday live, because we know she's listening, you can do so at
646-915-8421.
You can email us at thctucson@gmail.com. Blog your questions.
We would love to hear from
ask
you, folks.
Your questions. And right bring now,
on.
You can go, you can get online with us, sign in, it takes 2 seconds, and you can do a live chat because we're there right now.
And questions on there.
There are already some folks out there saying howdy. Look what you look and see. What you look and see. Oh, you kind of probably want to mute that.
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Where's
the
tech guy?
I wanted to
that was
that.
Your job. You were supposed to, like, tackle him, take him down.
Tackle?
Hey.
JJ.
Hey. Well, we're not tackling. We'd like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center for hosting this special show tonight. Yay! Along with, are we still having $95 certifications? Come quick, January's ending.
$95?
Tomorrow,
$95. And that,
$95.
What does that all include?
You get a visit with Dr. Jasmine and Dr. Julie, two fantastic doctors of Tucson. That's your doctor visit. The state always charges $150, unless you're on food stamps or homeless, and then it's half off that.
I had a couple questions tonight. People were asking what SNAP was.
SNAP is Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program.
So that would be the
food stamps.
Food stamps.
Yep.
So if you're on food stamps and in need of medication,
you can have half off your fees. Well, half off your state fees.
Which makes it
$75
instead of $150.
Yeah, so that's great. So come down and get certified. Support yourself.
And what's great about Tumbleweed is they will answer any of your questions. If you are wondering if you could even be possibly qualified for a medical cannabis card, come down here. They will answer your questions.
Very friendly staff.
They will help
staff.
You out.
Yes.
There's
awesome.
Plenty of people down here that can help you out and get you what you need if you are not using medication already.
Yes. Come down. Get certified. Get educated.
You get certified.
It's certifiable. You will find certifications, medication, lectures, demonstrations, classes. We've got some great classes. What? Mary D. Nurse Mary D. This week's class, we are going to throw this out there for all you folks. Coming down for Friday night, we have classes every Friday, and we discuss what Arizona approves, the illnesses that they approve, and I believe Alzheimer's is this week's class.
What? Which one?
What did I?
You can't remember.
Rewind the tape. I don't know anything.
Alzheimer's,
usually.
And how cannabis can help that.
Yes. So come on down. Get educated. As well as certificated medication. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. So
good
tonight.
Stuff. Some good stuff we got to see you out there.
Yeah,
good
some stuff. Really good stuff. We're going to have a great night because we're going to just chill a little. I've been feeling a little under the weather.
I just
say
got
that
back from under the weather.
I know, we don't even say that word because, you know, when you forget it, that whole secret
horrible
thing.
Horrible stuff going around.
I know, it's
so
nasty.
The worst, actually the worst in flu history.
Wow.
That's
yeah,
what
I've
they were saying on the
hard.
News, especially here in Tucson. So, you know what is a great immune system builder?
What would that be?
Smoking a little bit of medicine.
Marijuana.
Uh-huh. Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Especially some of the ones that are high in the immune system. If you come into Tumbleweeds, they can tell you which ones are happy and healthy for your immune system.
Yeah, I was wondering as I was laying on the couch and hanging with the dogs. What strains are better for my immune system?
Botanicals?
So I just partaked in, you know, whatever made me feel comfortable and relaxed, mm-hmm. and I figured, you know, because sometimes when you're sick, you don't really feel like the whole high of it.
Right, you don't want to smoke.
Excuse me, yeah. but you do want it in your system so that it helps fight the bacteria, helps fight fungus.
And that's what's great about botanicals.
It helps with build your immune system. Mm-hmm. Heck, it helps build your bone growth. So get strong while you're hanging out, getting healthy.
There's a lot of botanicals that can help out.
Where's our list from AZ MedTest? Where's that beautiful, beautiful flyer that they send out? Where's the beautiful, beautiful flyer they send out?
I'm going to go get it.
He's getting it. Here it is. The beautiful flyer is...
So let's talk about some of the ones that are really, really, really good for immune system right now. So we have got... I knew it was on here. Give me a minute.
We're looking at news right now. We're finding all sorts of... we have a comment from the Peanut Gallery. Smoke them all! Wow. Exactly.
I feel like I already did that.
They all already have...
Well, I already know CBD is one of the big ones that helps out the immune system.
But they have all sorts of parts of the cannabinoid, the plant in here. See, I can't even function without
it. Not just smoking it, but using it.
Eating
it. Juicing it.
Yeah, juice
edible.
It. Just got my magic bullet. We're going to juice it. Juice some fresh leaves. Is this a Phoenix thing? The news blast we're getting in about this musician?
Yes.
I know, but we've got a news blast about some musicians for... Okay, well, we got an email from a patient about musicians for medicine, and I'm not really sure where it is. It's somewhere. I'm just trying to figure that out right now. Anyway, whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the events later. Someone will round that up and figure out where musicians for medicine are going to be jamming and supporting our cause here, because that's an important thing to do, is rally together, get together...
And
form organizations,
and
get with organizations.
Stigmatizing, getting people out there that know about cannabis, that know that it's not a bad thing, and have them start using their voice.
No, it's opposite of that.
And starting them using their voices, and let's get this thing changed.
Yeah, and speaking of voices, we were going to have an incredible guest tonight, Shirley from Mary Jane Survival Guide, because this is our first ever Mary Jane Survival Night.
Well,
we have in hand the actual.
It's one of the first
medical
cannabis magazines here in the state
in
of
Arizona.
Arizona.
I know, and we have all five physical copies. How lucky are we? I know.
Put those in some glass.
They are hidden away. Not even going to tell you where, in the vault of education. So we're going to go through those. But Miss Shirley, we hope you're feeling better. She's under the weather too. So we're going to have her on next week. We're going to have a whole show with her next week. So get your cough drops out. Get feeling better, because we're going
to
have
you
chatting up.
I wanted to follow up with the getting feeling better. If people are coming into Tumbleweeds this next week, Thursday, they open up at 4 o'clock.
Bring your Lysol.
Bring your Lysol. But we've got some medications. Miss Mary D. just went over the list here at Tumbleweeds and picked out some of the ones that are great for your immune system. So we've got the BBK. So
Blackberry Kush.
If you come into Tumbleweeds, you can get the Blackberry Kush, which is all really, really good for your immune system. The
Swazi
Skunk, Mr. Nice Tie, and all the edibles are made with really good ones for immune system. That can probably say why I'm so much better. I had a chunk of the Tumbleweeds caramel the other day.
Look out.
Last night, and
I slept through
the whole night. I didn't even get up to go to the bathroom, which I usually do around 5.
We were assured that was an okay thing. Rest assured.
But I am good to go, and I am feeling fantastic today.
You are fantastic today.
Stop it.
You're fantastic every day. He's like, quit it, but keep going.
keep going.
Let's see. What else we got going on? We're going to play Pot Shop Parody again. Midway through, or part of the way through,
it's one of his other songs.
And we were looking for should be legalized. Steve, if you're out there and you're listening by chance, send an email with your MP3 download of should be legalized to thctucson@gmail.com, because we can't find it. We've got a bunch of techies out there trying to find this download, but we do have the Pot Shop downloaded. And Steve, thanks again for being on our show last week. That was awesome. I'm sure there's news out there. I've just been under a rock. What news you got, Canvas Kid?
Well, I just want to say that Tumbleweeds is, if you haven't joined Tumbleweeds Health Center on Facebook yet, please do. They've been giving out some really great information these days. I think they've just been doing a great job. some of the stuff that's been coming up is some of the latest stuff on cannabis reform here in the state of Arizona, and what you can do about getting involved in that. They also have some of the stuff that's going on with the legalization that had just happened, as far as our election that just happened in November, going on in Colorado and Washington. So those are some other ones that you probably want to look up. Colorado, Washington, legalization of medical cannabis, medical marijuana. You know how I am about the stigma of marijuana. I don't
or any stigma.
That. I don't want to use that word anymore because I just feel that we are such. I think
it's
cannabis,
a challenge though because all the programs write the word marijuana
it
into
is,
their programs,
and I think it's
and
us.
Then they say marijuana is bad.
And
so
then what do we read in some of our our little
what
history questions and our little things like that, our quiz questions is medical marijuana is a derogatory term that was used back in the 1960s about marijuana, a weed coming across the border, low quality stick, stem, seeds, very smashed, look like a tractor ran over it. we're looking at stuff that we're not smoking anymore.
No.
No one's smoking that.
Uh-uh.
If
not
I have any
here.
Friends that I go to and I have to.
Friends smoke that kind of
friends
stuff.
Friends don't let friends smoke sticks and stems.
That's right.
Okay? And if you have a friend that is.
That's a song.
See, yeah.
Hi.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm going to talk to the pot shop guy. Talk to the pot shop guy and says, friends don't let friends smoke sticks and stems.
That's right. We got a new song coming up.
Yeah, put it on the idea of that shit. Sorry.
Oh.
Are we allowed to say that?
Sure. Go for it.
Sorry.
It's just, no one beat
you.
Who's on the blue button?
Tumbleweeds has got some great stuff coming out, and you're asking if I knew anything that's coming out. And I'm just going to pull up one of the things that Tumbleweeds actually just came out with this last week. And it was.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
We ask the hard questions. Oh, anyway, last week's news, actually, I think it's still on Tumbleweeds' website about voters in Arizona and Hawaii supporting legalization of adult marijuana consumption. That's an interesting way to say it, consumption, because you can consume it in many ways. Smoking,
it's
vaping, eating,
product.
Juicing. It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
But it says nearly 6 out of 10 Arizona voters say that they would support a statewide ballot initiative proposing that marijuana be regulated in a manner similar to alcohol.
Hey, as long as it's regulated whatsoever.
Do it.
Let's have them start doing their jobs up there.
Yeah, let's do it.
So one of the the articles that Tumbleweeds came out with this last week was how certification could reduce the environmental impacts of marijuana farms. So this article from the LA Times, a few old highlights an emerging environmental problem in California and presumably everywhere around the country. The negative impact of water I didn't even think about water.
Yeah.
Water quality and the available habitat from marijuana farms. Farms are enormous, use an enormous amount of water and grow their own crops without the necessary permits. So this is all talking about the water shortages in some of the places and what the water, some of the water, what it does and how it's treated, because we all know that we the water that we're drinking these days and using in our houses isn't the best water. It's not. So these are what people are growing or using to water
their
plants.
Right.
So there's all these different kinds of things, and so then you're using it and smoke it, and so I see our sound guy. I know he has something to say about water because
A lot of people he won't speak up, but I will. But
you know,
RO,
yeah,
reverse osmosis water is what we hear
it's
around.
It's a simple system
around the woods
that you can put into your house.
Well, even easier than that, you can go down to one of those little Glacier water machines and for 75 cents fill 5 gallons.
But that's great and everything, but, I mean, you have a 100-plant grow in the back of your house.
99,
whatever. It's really, I don't even care.
Feds too.
The point is, you're watering it with this water that you're going for getting at 25 cents a gallon over at the near grocery store. That sucks for you. How many bottles of water are you bringing to your house? I mean, not only to consume yourself to drink, but also to water those 99 friends in the back of your garage. You know what I mean? So, like, what we're talking about here is our water's polluted. We're people are watering their plants with this bad water. I mean, LA water can't taste good.
When you put a bucket out and let the rain fall, it's
your
rain.
Mouth just got really big and got really upset.
Yeah, because rainwater from LA is disgusting.
It's like acid.
It's gross. It's orange.
It's disgusting.
Reddish orange. It's really bad.
So, I mean, just think about it. So people are watering their plants with this. So I hope I can't say it's the dispensaries up there that are selling this kind of pot, but hopefully they're using reverse osmosis water. And they're using the good kind of water.
Well, we hope so.
To grow the plants.
Yeah, well,
same here in Tucson, in Arizona.
Well, same for everybody. You should use the best of what you're, you know,
if you
what you have.
If you want to get a good plant, use the best. And,
some people will argue that,
they're
though.
They're your children,
we know
folks.
Farmers,
feed them well.
We know farmers out there that use good old-fashioned Tucson tap water and say that the plants have enough to deal with. Aside
Tucson's
from
water's not as bad as Los Angeles water. But that's just, I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, it's not good.
No. So you can choose. There are all sorts of things you can do. But the best you can do is, you know, get the best for your plants because it's going into your body. It's going into somebody's body in some form.
You know you're
right?
Going to try it out.
Of course.
So point all is, right. use good high-quality stuff on what you're growing. And
get it tested,
you know,
an AZ med test.
You're giving this out to sick people. You know,
yeah.
You're circulating your medication to sick people. And they don't need to get any sicker. So
no, and the purest and the cleanest,
the
you can have it. The bestest, right?
Yes, the bestest.
The bestest. Well, we have here Guide 1, Mary Jane Survival Guide. In fact, this guide was written by somebody who was new to the program themselves and had a lot of questions and was looking for such a guide and couldn't really find one, I think. A couple years ago, there was a magazine started here, and I think 4 or 5 issues came out. I'm forgetting the name at the moment.
The green something. Green something. I'll find it.
And
we'll talk about it.
It didn't continue. But this has so far. And I think they're still doing a $29.95 year subscription. You can have it delivered right to your home. But
they did such a really nice job.
Yeah,
on
it's
it.
Beautiful.
It's something that you see and you want to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always my favorite, is, you know, it's aesthetic to the eye. So it's definitely something you want to see. It's got a nice, big, huge cannabis leaf on the front of it.
Yeah, and it's very simple font, very easy to read for people who
not
have
wordy,
eye challenges.
Not wordy at all. It gets right to the point, and it gets you the information that you need.
So let's do this. I've got the first one in my hand, the first edition, and on the first page you open up, there's a welcome. And it says, welcome to Mary Jane's Survival Guide. The MJSJ is a medical marijuana patient guide that is available to anyone seeking information about medical marijuana access, patient care, legal, and other state-approved cannabis laws and or statutes in Arizona. Inside this survival guide, you will find Arizona medical marijuana doctors, clinics, marijuana clubs, delivery services, and more. Every organization within the MJSG help make this survival guide free for you. Consider them the next time you need anything. We've also included a collection of articles designed to help keep you safe, up-to-date, legal, and pain-free. And if you have any feedback or questions or inquiries, you can call 480-257-4300. And their email is info@mjsurvival.com.
And they've got a great website at www.mjsurvival.com. That's MJSURVIAL.com.
And you can find the current issue. They have a PDF file you can flip through online. And they say they're listening to Arizona, so they want to hear from you guys. See here, one of the things that they've got here are sections where you can find cannabis-friendly organizations. They've got a section for doctors, grow shops, 420-friendly businesses, medicine providers. What else do they have in here? Oh, they have something patients at Tumbleweeds love, which is a patient journal. They love this because you can write down the name of the strain you got wherever you went, and you write down if it's an edible, a tincture, a bud, the effects. You can even write down where you got it.
And what's really nice.
Sativa, indica.
And what's really nice about these patient journals is this is what, if we're going to really get crazy about it, is what the pharmaceutical companies and doctor's offices are doing. They're keeping a chart on you. This is how you take responsibility for yourself and how for you to get better is take responsibility of kind of the meds that you're taking.
Absolutely.
Knowing what you're taking, knowing what's working for you, and writing it down and keeping a journal about it. And that way, when someone comes and talks to you and says, you know, hey, what are you doing for your fibromyalgia? What are you doing for your rheumatoid arthritis? What are you doing for your cancer? You can go back to this and say, bam, 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 this is what I'm doing. I'm taking edibles at night. I'm smoking strawberry cough on Fridays. I'm whatever.
Right, whatever is making you feel better.
Write it down.
And getting the medicine in your system.
Help someone
else
out.
Track
it. Pass on the different kinds of information.
Yeah, hey, this works for this. This doesn't.
Right.
You might like this.
Because what you're going to find out is that you're not the only one that has this kind of ailment. And talking to other people. And that's what's great about Tumbleweeds is actually coming here in here on Saturdays from noon to 4
mm-hmm.
and talking to other patients who are having the same kind of ailments or, hey, a little bit different ailments than you, but sometimes different things work for different people.
Absolutely.
We all have different bodies. So you need to be in here. You need to be talking to different people, finding out what's working for them. Is edibles working for them? Are there tinctures working for them?
Yeah.
Are there oils and salves that are working for them? So just you need to start speaking up. And
mm-hmm.
that's where it comes down, back down to my key point, destigmatizing it. So
yes.
Start talking about it.
Get rid of the labels.
Get rid of the labels about it. You know, just,
because you'll find, actually, the more people you talk to, the more this is what I find anyway.
It's
most
not
people
uncommon.
Are open to it.
It's not uncommon.
Oh, not at all. They're like, okay, next, and what's so big
it's
about
the
that?
The new gay. come out. What do we always say, Belle?
Come out of your cannabis closet.
Come out of your cannabis closet.
That's
exactly.
Right. Come on out, kids. All right. So let's see here.
Keep your lights on and shut the closet door.
That's right. No, open that door now. All right. I'm going to read an article here. Oh, here's one. It says, how should I use medical marijuana? So you'll find a lot of different articles in here, and this one looks to be about the use. Marijuana has been used for thousands of years.
Thousands?
Thousands of years. Did, I just, you know.
Does Belle need to get on a microphone on that?
Soapbox?
Soapbox?
The weed box? Okay. All right. Let me start over. Marijuana has been used for thousands of years. The
what?
Most common way it has been used is by smoking it, which has the most immediate effects on a patient. When a person smokes marijuana, the active ingredients, THC and CBD mainly, are absorbed through the lungs into the blood where it is carried to the brain. Marijuana can be rolled into joints, smoked out of a water bong / hookah, or loaded into a pipe. The drawbacks to smoking are obvious. Many patients can't smoke because of health concerns.
We're just going to
talk
something
like yep.
that?
Some
sharing?
Patients.
Some patients that cannot smoke marijuana choose to vaporize their marijuana instead. This process heats up the marijuana to the point where the active ingredients are turned into a vapor, but the temperature never reaches the burning point of the plant material. This way, the vapor contains THC and CBDs, but not burnt plant. Vaporizing is easier on the lungs than smoking, but isn't for everyone. For patients that want to smoke or vaporize, edibles and tinctures are always good options. Edibles
sure.
and tinctures are both consumed orally. When consumed orally, the active ingredients works their way to the brain differently, which will affect the patient differently than smoking. It also takes longer to set in because the marijuana is being processed by your stomach and liver before heading off to your brain. Marijuana edibles, sometimes called medibles, that just makes me laugh. I love it
giggle,
that they
giggle.
Came up with that great word, are just different types of food that have marijuana added to them. It can be added directly to the food, but preferred method is to add it to the food using marijuana butter, tincture, or oil so that there is no plant material in the edible. Now, I read this, and I actually do my I have friends that are growing, so mm-hmm. I actually use their leaves to make smoothies. Now, these smoothies can be anything, peanut butter, banana, pineapple.
Any juice.
Any juice. You just throw the leaves in there with it.
Right.
Leaf, stem, and everything. Put it all in there. It's right. not going to hurt you.
Juice it up.
Juice it up.
I wouldn't swallow the stems. You might get them caught.
Well, when you have a really good blender, you don't have to worry about that.
Good.
So just everything in the blender, eat it, drink it, whatever. I add it to my salad. So go on with that.
Oh, that's good.
That's another good one.
Yeah, salads are great. You can just chop it up and throw it in. You don't even know what's
whole
going
leaves.
On. Whole, that's the best way, whole plant. All right. If you don't want to do that, marijuana tinctures are liquids that contain concentrated THC. They are made from glycerin or alcohol, which is used to pull the THC and other active ingredients out of the plant material. Tinctures can be consumed directly or added to an edible recipe. Prior to 1937, when marijuana prohibition came into effect, tinctures were the preferred method of consuming medical cannabis. Interesting. Experiment with different types of medicine to see which helps you the most. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Come down to Tumbleweeds and ask all sorts of questions. Other patients and caregivers that are familiar with your symptoms may be able to help you find the right medicine also.
That's so great.
Yeah, share your stories, ask
share
questions.
Share your medicine and share your stories.
Yeah. This is cool. She's got a top 10 reasons here why you should legalize your marijuana. I feel like we need a David Letterman, like, whoosh, or something, you know. Come on, cannabis kid. Where's our sound effects? We need some. There you go. All right. Okay, top 10 reasons to legalize marijuana.
My computer's freaking out.
Great intro.
Sorry.
One, marijuana has never directly killed anyone. According to the CDC, alcohol is linked to killing over 76,000 people in the USA every year.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having a surprised look on my face.
No, I don't see that look at all.
Tell me how much cigarettes are killing people.
Well, maybe we'll read on.
Maybe let's do it.
Two, marijuana effectively treats the symptoms of many serious illnesses
like AIDS, glaucoma,
cancer,
and multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
Fibromyalgia now,
uh-huh.
PTSD.
Anxiety.
Aches and pains. We have all kinds of stuff. You should just smoke it because you wake up in the morning.
Oh.
That's what you should do.
It
makes you happy.
Cannabis kids.
It's happy.
Come on,
it makes you happy.
Okay.
Come on, get happy. They were the Partridge Family was singing about something fun.
Maybe that's
Come
what they
on,
did
get
on that
happy.
Bus. Three. The war on pot costs
$42 billion
a year. At that rate, we could employ 880,000 school teachers at the average U.S. teacher salary of $47,602 a year.
I don't even want to talk about the money.
Yeah, we won't even go
about
the money thing.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? The debt ceiling right now? That could cure the debt ceiling? It could cure a lot of things, and it could cure the debt ceiling, too. So spread the word about that. If your friends are even against it as far as medical reasons.
Cannabis kids, fired up tonight. Four, legalized
Watch
marijuana
out.
Would reduce the flow of money in billions from the American economy to international criminal gangs. Duh. We have to say about that, kid. Gangs, reduce, duh.
Well, you like gangs? I'm in four gangs. I'm in the Purple Slushies and the Kool-Aid Kids. But I don't think, I mean, it's going to reduce gang population by a little bit, but not all gangs are all around drugs. That's not the reason why they do it. I've done a little research with gangs and stuff. It's not the reason why they're connected.
They're missing their mom and dad. Come on. So five. Crime rates in countries where marijuana is legal are significantly lower than that of the USA. Duh!
Yeah, that's a good one. That is. I do agree with that.
Where's Seth Meyers? Really?
But don't tell me it's going to get a kid out of a gang.
Marijuana?
Kids join gangs for different reasons. It's not marijuana. That's just a plus. That's the only plus that you got for joining that gang was getting to use marijuana.
Won't go there. Six. First cultivated more than 5,000 years ago, marijuana is one of the oldest agriculture commodities not grown for food, as its stalks contain fibers that can be used for industrial purposes.
Funny thing on that, I want to add to that, was they were looking in some of the tombs that some of the mummies were buried in.
Tomb Raider.
And they actually found cannabis plant in some of the...
Duh.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
It's been around that long. We're who's the stupid ones now?
Yeah, not us.
Not us.
Seven.
Thank you very much.
Marijuana is active ingredient in tea. Oh.
Let's. That's a very thin line that you're treading on.
The mic's cutting out. Let me. Seven. Marijuana is active ingredient. THC is less toxic than nicotine.
That's true.
Slam that
down. Hands down.
Hands down.
But let's talk about all the other cannabinoids that are filled with in cannabis.
Where's our pretty? Where's our pretty picture?
Our pretty picture's right here. It's all right. I got it.
I got it.
Oh my God.
Read it.
Black. We've got the THC, we got the CBG, we got the CBC, we got the THCV, we got, that could be
no, maybe,
too.
I know.
You're getting Sesame Street on my ass right now.
I was. It's going to go animal.
CBN, CBGs, and there's, I think there's more.
CBGBs. CBGunch.
I got the CBGBs.
Yeah.
And you know what the CBGBs give you?
What?
Stops growth of bacteria.
Oh, I should have that.
You need to have that.
I need CBGBs.
Stimulates bone growth, encourages cell growth.
Oh, see? When your cells are
THCV, appetite suppressant. This is the one they were talking about helping people with weight loss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you definitely don't need that. Controls obesity, type 2 diabetes, which is that's exciting. Type 2 diabetes, which is a very big problem here in the United States.
Huge.
Because we like fried food. Onion rings, fried rings.
Guilty.
You could just give me a bowl of
chicken.
KFC. Kitchen fried chicken.
Oh, that's right. Kitchen fried chicken.
Yeah, it's not Kitchen Fresh.
No, it's not.
They were pulling a fast one over the American public that
they
year.
Sure did.
But then we've got our old buddy, THC, which is, you know, helps with ease of pain, eases nausea, slows inflammation, fights free radicals in the bloodstream, encourages eating and appetite stimulation, stimulates the new growth of nerve tissue, relieves chronic eye pressure and pain caused by glaucoma and the disorders. Eye-cause problems, controls certain cancers, suppresses muscle spasms and convulsions. My friend actually takes this for she has seizures every once in a while. And I actually have a friend that was diagnosed over the holidays with severe seizures.
Uh-oh.
And I'm actually getting him on the boat up in Phoenix to get his card. And to get him into start seeing some of the dispensaries up there and health centers.
I think there's one dispensary up there.
For him.
That's really awful. We're very sorry to hear that, and we hope that cannabis will help.
Shout out to you, Ian.
Woo-hoo. 8. Arrests for marijuana possession disproportionately affect blacks and Hispanics and reinforce the perception that law enforcement is biased and prejudiced against minorities.
I was just watching this great thing on, there's a news article out. It's on, if you have DirecTV, there's a thing that's called War on Weed. And this guy goes around and does so many different exposés and news articles out in the field. And he was in New York the last time I saw him, and he was doing an undercover thing on watching some in the ghettos that people were selling cannabis. And how much a white man would get for time and how much a Hispanic or black person would get for time actually selling cannabis.
Oh, interesting.
It was
study.
Like 5 to 10 years more.
Wow.
And they were watching this and they were going through the whole process with them and it was pretty interesting.
Well, that's awful.
It is. That race becomes a big ordeal during this.
Just a big ordeal during anything. Don't judge.
Tell me about it.
9. Because it's our right. Duh. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness are unalienable rights written in the Declaration of Independence. And we have it here at Tumbleweeds Health Center. They've got it. They got a teeny tiny little book if you want to hear all the gripes about the king and how he messed up and sent his forefathers over here. You, too, can read it and get upset. What upset? It's disturbing. And 10. There's a little picture of the United States and 45% says the people want it. Over 45% of the U.S. population support legalization and think marijuana should be completely legal.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, enough with
That's
this.
That's for sure.
It's ridiculous.
Totally enough of this.
It's been going on this long.
True.
And you know what Obama says? We got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I thought he said he inhaled. That was the point.
Oh, well, he's got bigger fish to fry and another joint to smoke. So
true. You know, he's like, God, you caught me.
That's why Michelle's so relaxed all the time.
Yeah.
She's got it down. She's good.
They have a nice garden.
Yeah.
I wonder what's in the middle of that garden.
Yeah, anyone that grows a garden, you got to wonder, you know. Hey.
They're growing.
What are they with, how are they with herbs?
Spices, herbs. Oh, speaking of that, this is great. I know, this
There's
is so
no
exciting.
There's no need to yell, Belle.
No, there
I'm
is.
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry.
And our audience is right there, too.
This is the most, like, animated I've been in the last 3 days. You don't understand. I've been sleeping.
I've seen you more animated than this.
I know, but I've been
that was
under the weather. Under the weather. Tips and advice for beginner growers. I know. Some of us are getting our licenses revoked for growing. But if you're still growing, here's some tips and advice. We take great pride in showcasing talented activists, growers, and leaders in the cannabis community any chance we get. MJSG is always on a continuous path for great information that can help marijuana patients. And in time, we've been fortunate to meet some of the world's greatest growers and cultivators. I bet they have. Holy
cow. Really good stuff.
Heck yeah.
As I exhale.
Through his own generosity and with the marijuana cultivation expert, Kyle Cushman.
Now you're just being silly.
Has donated his time and knowledge to helping Arizona patients through MJSG. If you learn from Kyle, you will learn how to grow the purest, cleanest medicine possible every time. With each new issue, we will feature a common mistake to avoid when growing medical marijuana. And you can send Kyle comments, thanks, and praise to kyle@mjsurvival.com. Okay, and here it is. Are you overwatering?
That drum roll.
Or nutrifying?
What?
Are you overwatering or over-nutrifying?
See, don't even get me started about the growing thing.
But
Belle,
here's your
you
water.
Know, Belle, you know I don't grow. As a cannabis kid, I just smoke and eat at medibles.
And juicely. Well,
now, I have family members that grow, but
we're not
I cannot get it down. I just don't know how to do it.
Growing is for some and not for others. We know this.
Growing is for some and not for others. I think you should make a shirt. Shirt says that. Growing.
With a picture of a leaf.
Not for all.
A
and
knife,
only for some.
A
That's
knife.
What you should put on the back. Growers. Only for some, but not for all.
There you go. All for one.
Because,
and
no,
don't,
no
okay.
don't even go there.
So here we go. Okay, advice for the beginner. One, it's extremely hard to realize that Mother Nature can't be rushed. Oh. What does Tom Petty say? The waiting is the hardest part. Come on, you're supposed to finish that, kid. It's the waiting. No one can.
Sure.
The waiting. Yeah. Here we go. You want to do something for your plants every single day. You want to be in there, get on them, what's going on. And watering seems like a good idea. Let's just water those girls. Come on, they look thirsty. Water them every day, right? Come on, where's our buzzer?
I don't even know what's going on right now.
You don't. We need a giant gong.
I can't. Dang. I'm going to get up and walk out right now.
So does more food. Let's just give these kids a lot of water and a lot of food every day.
They're your kids. That's exactly how you should treat them. With
just
all
so American.
And that's exactly why.
Overwater.
That's exactly why I'm not
having
children.
We want big plants.
I'm not having children. I'm not having plants.
But in most situations, Master Cushman says, don't. Less is more. Cycling your plants from wet to dry is beneficial in several ways. Specifically during the vegetative stage when it encourages a prolific root structure. A root zone, rhizosphere, which is constantly wet, can stifle root and plant growth. Yeah, don't ground your root. Remember that TV thing back in the 70s? Don't ground your food. And there'd be like this potato and this big bucket of sour cream
security,
would come in.
Security.
I wasn't born.
Oh, man. This guy's got a 70s rock. For
oh, my God.
Conjunction.
Whatever the
junction,
spray that we're using is awesome.
It's really great.
It really
okay.
is.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
No, not yet. I'm trying to stay focused. Okay, so don't drown your roots.
Don't drown
roots. Fully saturate the media when you do water, but just to the point of runoff. Then wait to water until nearly wilting. Watching a plant wilt just once is important for a reference point.
It makes
just so you know
sad.
What's going on. I know, it makes them strong, though. They're like, I can do this. Water, who needs it? And then they get water, and they're like, yay!
Like the Rocky song comes on.
I know.
You've got the eye of the tiger.
There you go. See, there you are. I'm sorry. I had to do 80s songs to get you aboard on that one.
Stop it.
Oh, you can.
You can step back in your chair.
Okay, so Oh, here's a new term.
Uh-oh.
When using veganic.
What?
Plant-based.
Say it one more time.
Veganic.
You got in the audience?
Veganic. Plant-based nutrients. You should feed with every water.
How do you spell that?
Veganic. You don't use any of the back guanos or anything that has to do with animals. It's kind of like the, you know, it's
the organic.
Vegan. It's a vegan. Not even organic. It's vegan.
Gluten-free as that, too.
Animal, anything.
And gluten-free.
So when you do that, it's important. You should feed with every water. And feeding the appropriate level of nutrients is important, though, for optimal health. And it's determined by the age of the plant, the growth rate, which is driven by the amount of light and CO2. Finally, the strain's particular genetics decide how hungry she'll be. All other types of nutrients will require occasional watering without, turn the page, the addition of any nutrients to keep them healthy. This is referred to as clean water. Depending on the strain, the routine usually follows one of two methods.
No, but, Belle, are you our grower?
Yes, sir.
So when you get your your stuff for your food, your plant food.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir.
You asked a hard question. I'm responding
appropriately.
We'll be back to that.
Yeah. After what do you get? What do you use? Do you use the all-natural?
I do. All-natural and organic products. I get them at the grower's house, 227 East Columbia. No, they're not vegan, actually. That there are some there's some bat guano and things like that and ocean products. And
are you vegan yourself?
No, but I do only eat organic meat.
Okay.
For a billion reasons we won't
see, it's so interesting because I know a lot of people are concentrating on this these days.
Veganic and organic.
Farmers markets have sprouted out left and right across the United States, and we are taking over what countries that have been doing this for years, we're doing that now. And I think we're letting the people start growing their stuff again and showing what they have and it being more of a look at this is what I made for people.
Right. This more homegrown.
And it's more than that. It comes from the heart.
Well, yeah.
And because these people have taken time to tend to their crops.
It's a love.
It is a love.
And they were saying you can tell in the
plant.
And
I think that's what something has really decreased in this country. Is the love for what we're eating and putting in our bodies.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting back to that, though, with what you were saying with the farmer's market.
Little by little, we're getting rid of GMOs, which is really getting me excited. The whole GMO thing in food is being circulated. And what's great is medical cannabis growers now we're already on that model. They knew what they were putting into their body. They were smart. So if they're going to put out a medication, they're going to put it out there the best ways possible. Now, we go back to the AZ Med testing, like having your medication tested and everything like that.
Yep, right? Always. Got to know what's in it. Got to know what's safe.
And that's where we go back. What people are putting in their soils and feeding their plants.
And what it says is feed nutrients dirty, feed nutrients plain water clean, or feed plain water. So there's some combinations. It says try some combination of the two methods, and you'll figure out your best combination for your plant. Remember, each strain will take a different, will take different vitamins, different amounts of water, things like that. And you can get visual cues from the plants that should help you to hybridize your routine to suit your specific garden. Follow the application rates of the nutrients you've chosen. Each manufacturer produces a feeding chart, which is always the best place to start. I hung mine on the wall when I first started, and I followed it teaspoon by teaspoon, and it was awesome. And the results are great when you do that. Your watering strategy must adapt as the plants mature. It will always be important to saturate when watering, except in the case of transplanting into large containers. Then you should water slightly several times before saturating the entire volume of the new container, allowing more time for roots to grow to the furthest parts of the container. Once you begin flowering and there are buds on the plant, you don't want to come close to wilting ever. Think 70% dry, 30% moisture. During mid-flowering, when buds get large, shoot for 50% moisture through late flowering. When growth begins too slow, revert to the previous 70% dry, 30% moisture. It is for all the reasons stated above, after 20 plus years of growing, I still hand water my plants. I've built several different watering systems and tried countless other out-of-the-box systems. Plants are individuals, and to grow the highest quality, take attention to detail. Observation skills are the key to learning the language of the plant. Once you've spent enough time with your plants, you'll begin to easily recognize if they liked what you did or didn't. Deep green leaves raised high and fleshy green stalks and stems without striations signifies they're happy. The goal is to ultimately become a confident, successful cultivator. And that's true. I go in my grow room with the girls, and they've got the music going, and I sit and stare at them and talk to them and check them out and see who's doing what and who likes what, where.
If someone is out there as a first-time grower, what were some of the tips that you might give to a first-time grower? What to look at? I mean, just some really simple top five, like what to get started with, and then maybe email you with more questions.
Top five? I have to have five. No. No, I'm kidding.
More important thing.
No, the first thing I did was I got a book, and it's called Grow Great Marijuana. And I went online and I downloaded it to my iSomething, and I read that.
Does Tumbleweeds have that?
Yes, they do. You can come here and read that book right here. And I downloaded that, and I read that book through and through, and it explained the elements of a grow room. It explained how a plant feeds, what it needs. It explained lighting and air, the importance of all these things. And once you get a good concept of the whole picture, because if any one thing is off, your garden can go wrong. You know, it's the whole weakest link thing. You don't want any weak links. You want them all good and strong. So you've got to have a good room, make sure it's not too hot, good temperature, good amount of CO2.
A lizard or two running around.
Sure, some dragons.
Mm-hmm. Little baby dragons.
Some fans going, some good nutrients, good water, RO water. Make sure you pH it, balance it out if you go that far. And watch, be observant. That's the most important thing you can do, is just spend time with your plants and see what they're doing, see if they're growing, if they're wilting, see what they need, what they don't, and go from there. Education, seriously, is the best thing to do, is get a book, get magazines, get things like the Mary Jane Survival Guide, and read articles like that over and over and over, because you'll forget, and it's important to refresh your brain and talk to people, talk to other growers.
I have a question. Someone asked a question. They said, if I grow a plant, can I grow it like a inside house plant? Will it still grow and give off medication?
Well, it depends on the lighting and where you have it and the environment that it's in. The most important thing is the environment and the nutrients you give. So depending on the lighting, your plant may grow, but it might not come to fruition the way you want and or need it to as medicine. So, you know, the better your lights, you know, the better the odds are your plant will grow appropriately and produce the quality of medicine that you need to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one was said, how long does a cannabis plant live?
That depends. It's one of those, you grow it and then it's gone kind of things, unless you're mothering it, which means you keep it as a plant you can take clones from. But auto-flowering plants are 2 months long, generally 60 to 70 days. And depending on if you're growing from clone or right from seed, plants can grow take anywhere from 3 months to 5 months, I guess, depending on if you're indoor, outdoor, can take a lot longer. And depending on how you grow them, if you force them into flowering or let them live out their whole cycle, there's just a whole bunch. Get a book. Come to Tumbleweeds. There are tons of books on growing.
A lot of good information. I've learned a lot tonight.
Of good information. Let's see. There are some events that we only got through the first issue, so we're going to have a lot of we're going to have a lot of nights like this, a lot of Mary Jane nights. And we didn't even get through the first issue because we still have a fun song to play, and we've got some events to read. Let's read some events real quickly. What do we got going on here?
Some upcoming events that you have that's coming up here in Tucson and the world at large. AZ for Normal meeting on Saturday, February 9th at 3 p.m. at the Ward 6 Council offices at 3202 East 1st Street, one block east of Country Club, one block south of Speedway. Enter at the back door.
You guys should all check this out.
So just think of, it's the Ward 6 Council office, and that'll give you the address. It's 3202 East 1st Street. This is, AZ for Normal is a great group to get involved in. They do a lot of great outreach out in the community. They are
excellent.
They're always looking for volunteers to help them go out and spread the word about cannabis. I mean, it's
all about the importance
of legalization down to the medical backgrounds of everything. It will help you get in touch and really circulate your social
network.
Find out
what's going on in your cannabis
really,
community.
If you're really serious about getting out there and talking about and sharing, but if cannabis is really working for you, get out there and talk about it. AZ for Normal is a great place to hang out.
And AZ for Normal and Tumbleweeds Health Center will be at the Tucson Peace Fair Saturday, February the 23rd. Music, food, fun for the whole family. Always beautiful weather. You don't want to miss it. AZ for Normal, Middle Ground, Prison Reform, and Tumbleweeds Health Center will be there to hand out information, support the cause. Code of the West movie, medical marijuana documentary, is premiering in Tucson at the Loft Cinema Wednesday, February 27th at 7 p.m. There will be an exciting forum and discussion after the film with some special guests, including John Gettle from AZ for Normal, Kim Williams from Tumbleweeds Health Center, and a few more of the cannabis community members from around the state. Don't miss that.
Go out and support a nice local theater, Loft Cinema.
That's
a
great place.
They are great.
And you can check it out. The event will sell out, so get a ticket at codeofthewestfilm.com.
Or go ahead and give the Loft Cinema a call, and they will get you connected with the right place to pick up your tickets.
And there's a little note here. It says, for all of you who don't know, Code of the West is a documentary of Montana's medical marijuana situation. There is a similarity to Arizona's, and we can learn from Montana, and this film and discussion can help us defend Arizona's Prop 203, which is always under attack.
And what's great is this is another state reaching out to us right now that is kind of telling us, hey, this is what we're going through, and this is if we have similar laws. Is what
share
they're trying
and
to say.
Learn.
Share and
educate.
Learn. And
yep.
With, you know, Nevada, Utah, the four corner states going into battle on this, you know, Colorado being the first one to totally legalize cannabis. New Mexico being on very close on its way and right in the back of it, Tucson or Arizona being the next one that's coming into play. So
yeah,
it's happening. It's,
more and more votes.
If you're really
taken.
Wanting this to happen, get out there and start talking about it and destigmatizing it and
doing it.
Doing
just
it.
Just do it. Get off the.
I mean,
and
it's
do
not.
It.
It's not a scary thing to be out there and say, hey, I use medical cannabis, I smoke pot, I smoke weed, I smoke marijuana, whatever you want to call it.
I eat brownies.
I eat brownies, I'm an edible, I vaporize, whatever it is, it's not, don't make it out to be a bad thing. People know you do it, and...
They do. They know it. They know you're happy.
It's not,
they know you're feeling good.
It's not as bad
share
as...
It. Share it.
That's
share
what it is. It's de-stress yourself.
I know.
Don't let it be a big problem anymore. It's just ridiculous.
Let's see. Kathy's Compassion Center Dispensary has a grand opening January the 24th. We missed. I wonder how it was.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the calendar. I've been in such a fog, I had no idea. Huh. Well, I bet that was great because there's one more dispensary open right there. Let's see.
And that was, she was up there on Highway 66?
No, this is in Cochise County. And Cochise. The Cochise AZ Dispensary will be having discounts at its grand opening. So, hey, if anybody out there has been to dispensaries, call us and tell us what your experience is in these dispensaries. Are you liking them? Are you not liking them? Are they good?
If you're the owner of a dispensary, call us. Call in. Let us know.
Yeah.
We'll get you out there.
Do you like your page? No, just kidding.
Tell people that this is Arizona's
first voice,
yeah. Start calling into
just
us and letting us know.
Call in and chat it up. Hey, you know, speaking of voice, let's voice out some shout-outs to the Growers House. because they help us grow great medicine. So if you live in Tucson, or even if you don't, it doesn't matter.
Or the world at large.
Yeah.
Come on down. They've got some great products to help you start growing, help you start your plant food.
Oh, my goodness. What are you trying to say?
Oh, my gosh. I was trying to say plant food.
227 East Valencia, growershouse.com for wholesale price hydroponics equipment. Oh, they have free classes, one-on-one, help with grow rooms, and a price match guarantee. Growershouse.com. Go see them. They are awesome. AZMedTest.com. They test our meds for alien matter studies. They do a cannabinoid survey. They do a little microbiological evaluation.
You can check them out.
They test for moisture presence, pests and fungi. And they have beautiful flyers.
They do.
Yeah.
Very colorful.
AZMedTest.com.
AZMedTest.com.
And always come to Tumbleweeds and get one of these Mary Jane survival guides. They're free, and they are here for you. And, oh, my goodness, we can't do this. We can't not look. It's like almost time to close. We've got a song and empathy. What in the world? I know, we're going to run over.
We're going to walk out.
We're going to, oh.
Just kidding.
You better be. Because we'll probably end with the song. Because it's a good one. You can't not hear that song on a daily basis. It pumps you up. But we should, you know, the disclaimer is we're always going over. So let's just do it. Let's just go over. Empathy, Food for Thought, one of the best books in the world. Oh, no. Here it is. Pretty pink page. The why. And the why not of cannabis. Check it out. Are you checking it? Are you checking it? Oh, my goodness. This looks like Pepto-Bismol threw up on this page. But it says why. Children on Ritalin. In the U.S. by the year 2000, 7 million children diagnosed with attention deficit disorders were prescribed Ritalin. There's this, we forgot to describe the page. Sorry. There's like, it's like, bad nurse in a classroom with a bag of Ritalin up at the front of the class. She's got purple hair, of course. And she's got her pharmacy book on her desk. The kids are just sitting there with their hands folded, scared to death because they're getting in line for these pills. They have no idea what they're taking. And it says, they were prescribed Ritalin, a strong form of speed that lowers appetite and stunts their growth. Other known side effects include nervousness, dizziness, insomnia, joint pain, headaches, increased blood pressure, fever, rapid heartbeat, abdominal pain, and psychosis. There have been 51 deaths among children and adults taking drugs for ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in the U.S. since 1999. And similar drugs for ADHD include Lilly's, Strattera, Shire's Adderall, and WHOSE in caps, Sylert. In 2004, these companies respectively generated sales that amounted to approximately $552 million, $607 million, and $60 million. That is obscene. 51 deaths among children and adults since 1999. And we always have to shout out that this book was written just a few years back, too, so I'm sure the stats are even greater. That's alarming, you know, all for a label that these give kids and adults that have an excess amount of energy.
Well, Ritalin is such a really, one of the worst. When I say when pharmaceuticals are bad,
the side effects.
It's one of the ones that you're actually going to give your child back and say it's going to be okay, that you're okay with all these side effects just to get them to be what the norm says is normal.
What you're supposed to be, like all those little kids sitting in the back with their hands folded and their mouths closed, not saying a word, being compliant. All right, what's the good side of this?
So why not? Adults on cannabis. Recent studies show that cannabis can be useful in nursing homes, alleviating symptoms of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, chronic pain, and the aggression that comes with the dementia. Although the elderly account for the 12.7% of a nationwide population, they consume roughly a third of the total prescription medication. About 40% of all over-the-counter medications. According to the 2006 study in clinical geriatrics, side effects that take large amounts of powerful pills by many nursing home residents can be severe.
Huh.
The side effects are...
It's ridiculous.
It just makes you go, why do I want to even put my family? You know, I
well, look
I
at
have,
the pretty picture.
Have,
look how happy they are
parents,
watering
their
garden.
You know, they're getting
yeah.
older. I could never even think
you know,
of putting them in a home.
Well, and
because
a lot of people think of using cannabis as preventative medicine, you know?
It is. It helps the brain keep... It jump-starts the cannabinoid receptacles in the brain, which... Jumpstart the cannabinoid.
Well, you have the list of wonderful
things. I mean,
cannabinoids in your
and this list
cannabis
been,
do
this
for
list
you.
Has already been updated.
Yeah.
So this isn't even the newest list. I mean, the things
oh,
that are on here.
Sure
I mean, the
more.
CBGs. If you ever see a plant that has CBGs, get it. I mean, this stops growth of bacteria, stimulates bone growth, encourages cell growth.
We like the CBGs.
All kinds of things. So
CBGBs.
Check out all the kinds of cannabinoids that are out there, because there's more.
I feel like we're missing a shout-out to somebody, but...
Growers House.
Growers House. AZ MedTech,
Mary
Jane
Survival Guide.
Adrian Cernaban.
Tumbleweeds Health Center. 95 Certifications. Come on down.
Check out the Facebook page.
Like the Facebook page. Happy birthday to Lady Luck.
We miss you.
Awesome possum. Yeah, we miss
yeah,
you being here. We know you're
tonight.
Out having a blast tonight. And you know what? I think we are going to end on the Pot Shop song, because that's just awesome. It's a really great, really great song. So if you're coming into the last part of the show, next week we are going to have the fabulous people that created the Mary Jane Survival Guide. She's going to be feeling much better. We know this. And she'll be on next week. So in the meantime, come down for $95 certifications.
Miss you, Shirley.
Miss you, Shirley. $95 certifications, education, meditation. There is so much going on at Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's rocking Tucson. Come
educating
down.
Educating Tucson and
totally.
The world at large. Bisbee, Sierra Vista, Marana, Red Rocks.
Let's, William. Let's educate everybody.
Everyone.
The world.
Come on down.
Are you ready for Pot Shop? Steve Burt.
Fellas, thanks for talking to you tonight.
Helping to educate everybody. Kid,
remember,
it's always great talking to you.
It's always great.
And yeah, I remember.
Remember?
Be
what?
Smart.
Be smart.
Be safe.
Be safe.
And educate.
Educate. All right.
All right.
Guys, have a good night.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
my house like what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time, dominating all my friends, as I eat some chili fries, draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana, what you know about people suffering from glaucoma. They need it. They need it. It helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon, is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have been.